Hello, Foul Monkeys fans. You have spent your whole life listening to this show, enjoying it to the point of returning to listen every time a new episode comes out. Yet, you don't seem to share the laughter with other people. You keep it to yourself for your own selfish pleasure. The device that you are wearing contains 2 6-inch stainless steel rods that are set to be driven into your eye sockets and straight into your brain, instantly killing you. The only way to stop the device from impaling both eyes and your brain is to tell 10 people about the show you have been so selfishly keeping to yourself. Laugh or die. The choice is yours. Time starts now.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Reverend Dom.
This is the Drew.
This is episode 115.
And it's regular, not extra.
It's regular, but it's kind of weird, like, to have... Oh, I need to say stop saying like so much because someone complained about
it. Yeah, who was that?
I don't know. I'll look it up here. No, he's not old. He lives in Danbury, Connecticut. Actually, he signed our...
Somebody from Connecticut,
he signed our Frapper map, and what he put on there was like...
Right.
So I don't know. Is it weird that we have a different cast almost every episode now?
No, it's cool.
People really can't keep up.
I think it works really well. I think it's your show.
The show was.
Yeah, it's your show, and I'm always here. So it's like, keep in mind, it's Ricky and Herb, and then random cool people that we know. So don't worry about it.
Exactly. We're just like guest hosts.
Yeah, as long as you listen to the beginning and everybody says their name and you know that, then don't worry about it. You know, it's cool.
That's true. I think this is the first time Dom's ever been on the show, right?
Yeah, it actually has been the first time.
You've been
on the show.
Bystander.
I've been a bystander, and I've actually
said like
my
one
name,
word.
Like, yeah, yeah, two or three times. But that was about it.
He's like, my name's Dom.
That's all.
So yeah.
So, what was it? I'm getting so old. I cannot even remember what I'm going to say anymore. It's ridiculous. Stop.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, Drew is our sound person today. Okay, that's
yeah. Speaking of old people, so Ricky works at Publix corporate offices, and the guy at the gate is like, you could tell him anything.
Oh
you
my
could
God.
Tell him your face looks like dog food. You could tell him I like potatoes. You could tell him whatever, and he would just let you through. He's like, wow, you know, and he looks at us all nice, and he's, you know,
happy somebody's like paying potatoes. Attention to.
Yeah, it was like well, you know, I thought there was no hope for today's youth. I guess those boys seem nice, you know.
Well, the guy that used to do it, I don't know if you've ever seen him, the one that waves and is real nice. He actually worked and then went home and died like an hour later.
Wow.
Ooh, he had cancer and he worked until the day he died.
Well, that's because he's sitting in a hot ass like HUD made of metal in
no,
front
it's
of
air
Publix.
Conditioned in there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They got it made up there.
It's cool, though, but it's like, what kind of... I don't understand the point of a security arm door that either doesn't have a keypad or doesn't have somebody that's ready to kill you. Why even have one? If one opens automatically...
It doesn't
number
open
one,
automatically.
Number one. Or if... I'm talking about in general. Or if number two, somebody just lets you through every time, then there's no point. Why not just have everybody drive?
It's just to keep general traffic out of the parking lot. Because we have... if.
Yeah, but why not just have an automated
but
one?
Since that road's so busy, because if it's automated, then people will still go through. We have to have badges to get through.
I don't have to have a badge. I can
no,
say
but
anything.
Only through that one lane, not unless they press the button for you.
I don't know, but it's like I could say anything. It's so unprotected, it's not even funny. It's like, hey y'all, why don't we let some Arabs in and run into the
but
post
the building,
building.
The building's pretty secure. You can't get in without a badge.
I guess. Oh. That's true. Yeah, you need the door thing.
The temporary one stop.
So apparently. Speaking of Arabs, of course, yesterday was 9/11. You'll probably be hearing this later. We watched United 93, which
Well, don't watch. I only watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, we watched what it last night. Don't watch.
What happened?
Don't watch it. I mean,
I don't want to ruin it for
too
you.
Soon.
I think I'd rather see United 93 rather than World Trade Center, because World Trade Center is like, you know, this summer,
glorified
America ends forever.
I don't
want to
watch any of it. It's depressing.
Starring Nicolas Cage. You know, they like glorify it, and it's like, dude, it's not funny. It's not cool. It's not something like awesome that happened. It wasn't cool. You know, it wasn't fun. It's like, it shouldn't be like a headlining movie with a Coldplay song on the fucking theme. You know what I mean? And I know that's like years ago. I mean, it's already been out for like a year and a half. But I would rather see United 93.
So. My thing is I don't want to be depressed like every September for the rest of my life. Come on. I mean, okay, I give it 10 years, and then after that, I think maybe it's time to let it go into the history books and let people do it on their own.
Something else I think was funny. One of our listeners from Canada, Mr. Angus, who probably doesn't listen that often, but he was...
We're funny for Americans.
Well, yeah, he was talking about 9/11, and he's like, you know, I don't think America really changed after that. And I'm like, dude, that's because you don't fly through American airports. It's because you're Canadian, I promise you. I swear to God. I don't know. He was just saying all this stuff, and it's like, I didn't disagree, like, I'm going to kill you, but it was just like, dude, you really don't know because you don't live here, so don't talk about countries that you don't live in. I don't talk about Canada, you know, so.
I don't know. I think we're in a state of shock when it happened, but I don't really see a big difference, like, in everyday lives.
We quickly recovered.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but there's no big difference. I mean, but as a country, everything is, like, 9/11 branded. Everybody sees an Arab. Arab people get fucked with, like, all the time because of that. And airports are a bitch now because of that. They're kind of calming down, but it's like the first, 4 years after, we're like,
now
ridiculous.
You can take matches on the airplane.
Funny. Ooh, moving on it.
I'm going to see what he said because I forgot what he wrote. Yeah,
but I mean, unless you're doing a lot of travel through the airports, it really doesn't change your life. I mean, I guess unless you're Arab, don't do anything different.
Yeah.
Even in the airports, I know I flew like a couple weeks after 9/11, right. And they were like, you know, the army and everything with their guns were in the airports, and that was scary.
Yeah, I flew like the January after that, and it was like a huge ass line, and it was like fucking lockdown. I mean, it was like, it took forever. We had to get there like 4 hours earlier.
I had these like, all right, I had flip flops on, but it wasn't like
with a knife and
leather soles or anything. It was like beach flip flops, like $1.99 a pair. And I'd had them for a while. You know, I'm fat. So basically, my heel was about to rub through the flip flop, and they're like, "We need you to remove your shoes, sir." Wait, are you kidding me?
Wait, maybe it wasn't Angus, because now I don't see the entry. Maybe I was thinking of something else. I probably like looked by it, but either way, it's just like it. I mean, maybe it's not that big of a deal now, but I flew like right after that, and it was a big deal. And there's lots of Arab people that I've heard of that get, you know, like yesterday, this guy that I know online, his friend who's Arab got like an egg thrown in his face. And
excuse
made him bleed
me.
In like
that's
the
awful.
Eye. He got hit in the eye. Just, you know, and that happens all the time. I mean, cops will go after him. You know, it's just, it's like, you know, it does make.
I have to
difference.
Admit, though, I was on a plane like 4 or 5 weeks after that, and I was nervous as shit because there were people on there that were, you know, Arabic or whatever. I was nervous.
You're nervous.
I mean, I think
of that?
It's, well, just of everything you'd seen. I mean, and then you don't know what's going on or what's going to happen or. You know, if they're planning anything else or whatever.
Right.
But I was really fucking nervous. I was coming to Florida to visit.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
But I made it okay, and my day was better at Universal Studios.
Hooray!
Adventure Park.
But anyway, you know, it was a sad thing, and I don't think we should have to. I don't think my kids should have to hear about it every September. You know, like then, like, well, it'll be in the books, you know, like they'll learn about it, but it's like, you know, every year. I mean, we definitely, yeah, people died and it's sad, but it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's like, dude, every year at a certain time, nobody discusses the Holocaust. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, well, it's very fucking depressing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It is really depressing.
So, no, I know what you mean, though. I don't want to hear about it like every single year, you know, like this huge commemorative thing. But at the same time, I don't think it should be forgotten. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know?
So enough about 9/11.
So yeah,
because it's 9/12. Oh, tomorrow I'm getting my $10 two bags. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Right.
They're messenger bags.
Yeah, okay. I was
like, yeah.
I'm like, what?
They're messenger bags. They're handmade and they're awesome.
He's gay.
But hey, I need to remind Cincy Cub to send me his address so I can send him a bumper sticker. He's the last person I need to send it to.
Who's Chris Collins? I don't know who
he's from. Pennsylvania.
Is he hot?
He's cool. I don't know. I really haven't seen a picture of him.
All right. Well, send us your pictures, Mr.
He's a listener. Of course he's hot. Duh.
And then who's that real big guy?
Miss
Ladybug.
I don't know his name. I'll continue to talk while I look
at
him.
Oh, sorry. We're all... I don't know what else I was going to talk about.
Rayman?
No,
or are we skipping that?
No, I'm doing my separate thing in one
okay.
block. I'm not going to do it yet.
We do have some new Frapper Mappers. Hold on for a second. I'm
you
unprepared. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That's what's going through our minds. Yay. Oh, so speaking of listeners, here we go. Big Fun Drew, who lives in I Can't Remember.
That's an excellent place.
Maryland.
Maryland. I always forget where they live. I know it's north. I know it's in our time zone. I don't know. Big Fun Drew, I've been talking to him lately a lot. Very cool guy. Him and his boyfriend are a lot hotter than I thought originally because I never really looked at pictures of them. I just read their stuff on LiveJournal. I don't know. So anyway, I have to give a shout out to him again. Yeah, you can press it.
Okay. Poor.
Do it again. So if anybody hasn't gotten the time or taken the time to get to know Mr. Big Fun Drew on LiveJournal or on Bear 411 or wherever else, get to know him. He's a really cool guy.
Do it now.
And yeah.
Right now.
Oh, it's Brian and Dan Barry. He's the new Frapper Mapper, and he's the one that said I say like too much, or one of us. Probably me. But whatever. Okay. Let's see. Oh, we went to the Chinese restaurant. We went to Ling's restaurant.
Yeah, Ling's. Buffet.
It was good.
It was good, but it was also $26 for all you can
but
eat.
But it was crab legs.
Have you ever been to a Dragon Buffet?
No, where's that?
The Staples.
Yes.
Oh, on the north side?
Yeah.
No, I've never been there.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, I like the China Buffet in Southgate. That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, Chinese buffet places are great. Is there stuff that's like not even Chinese? It's amazing.
Like French fries and pizza.
Yeah, and like, hey, chicken nuggets, guys. We stole these. We stole from McDonald's.
Oh, no, the onion rings, too. They had a bunch of onion rings.
Yeah.
Onion rings are delicious.
It was kind of random. It was good, though. It was good. They gave us that look ago. They gave us that look again, like when we went to that place in Arizona. Flows when you came down to visit me in December.
Oh, that place was good.
Yeah, it was really good. But like they gave
us
that look
like Chinese.
The guy like gave us the look like, oh my god, you'll be here for 5 hours. You know, like
kung-fuing
us out the door.
It wasn't even on buffet. So.
Yeah.
But we got there at 9 and they closed at 9:30. So you know they were like, oh my god, we spent in your sweet tea.
You know, like
they probably did.
Seriously, yeah, it was good though. But yeah, $26 for all you can eat. I don't know, man.
I don't know who the new person is because I can't remember
new
their
viewers.
Name. Hold on.
All right, well, what else do
you
have to talk about?
You guys keep talking, and I will.
Well, what do we do? We did a lot today. I felt like we did a lot.
Herb actually got
accomplished, but we did do a lot today.
Yeah, like Aaron's
breaking news. Breaking news.
What?
Herb actually woke up before 11 a.m. today.
It was amazing.
No, I woke up 11:15. I was like, Drew. Yeah, and then again, it has the answer machine. And I was like, dumb. And then a never-ending battle with my head. I'm really starving, but I'm really tired. And you're like, do you eat free food? And I'm like, yeah, all right, let's do that. So
yeah.
Steve is his name.
I had a problem getting up to myself.
So, yeah. So,
Steve is the new guy's name.
Okay. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Steve. Anonymous
Steve. Adam and Steve.
So... We got free lunch at Ricky's, and then me and Dom and Drew ran a bunch of errands, and then we went back to his place and watched The Venture Brothers and Chicken Little, which is like the fucking funniest CGI movie ever. I don't like any of the other ones. The Wild, Madagascar, I don't know, they're all kind of shitty. But
Did you like that chicken at work today? Did you guys like it?
It was all right.
I didn't eat the chicken.
The skin wasn't crispy enough.
No,
it was like fatty.
It was probably because it was like on the line for like an hour.
Maybe.
Yeah,
make mass quantities.
But I was pissed off because they had just put like fresh pasta up there with the cheese and stuff on top of it. They had just put it up there after we left.
That's garbage.
I'm like, you fuckers. It's free. What can I say?
We were talking about how I felt like I said this so many times today, but I don't know. I feel like it's show material. All the clerks in there are like these kind of ghetto-ish black girls. And it's like, and they have nails that are like longer than my penis. And, like, you know...
That's not saying much, is it?
No, it's a lot.
Oh! Penis
that's
burn.
That's a small dick diss.
Oh, my God. So, I was like, dude, you know the minute they close those doors and everybody walks out of the lobby, the one girl's like, girl, put on my song. And they switch on the radio and it's like, I like the way you move. And they're like, yeah. And like Dirty Dancing with themselves and shit.
They have their
and
platform
then,
shoes on.
And like the second everybody walks back in, they're like, oh shit, they come in. Oh shit. And then they like close everything, you know, and it's just like no more dance party.
They're cool.
But yeah,
what do you think
cool
about
one.
Those bright ass fingernails she had?
I don't even know how she types with that shit. She's like,
it's got delicious.
She types all like,
there's this one lady that has fingernails like this long.
Take a picture of me. Like,
and like when she types, and when she types, she's like this.
She types like,
Flash, damn you, Flash.
That camera sucks.
It said flashing, but it wasn't doing anything.
There we go.
Okay, there's a picture.
Took like a million years
for the show. Let me see. How do you get the pictures?
The top button. Not on top, the top button facing you.
Okay, I'm doing that, and it's not doing
baby,
anything.
Baby, give me this shit.
Oh, here we go. Give me a
$10
shit,
camera,
shit.
Folks. It's rocket science.
So, Drew, you were actually going to be on the conversation because we thought you were dissing us. So we put Drew dissing us.
Well, not dissing, just like forgetting.
Flake.
I do it too.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like your friend Charity.
Oh yeah. So
I
might be there.
Why don't we just blame Charity for it instead of just saying I'm like her?
So we met this guy, Joe, who works at Olive Garden with Charity. Charity hasn't been on the show, but she's really cool. She has eyebrows.
She's all right.
Cool. She has eyebrows.
She shows
very
up.
Thin eyebrows.
Very, very pronunciated, voluptuous, thin eyebrows. I don't even know.
She's like, I'm fat.
But yeah, so Joe is this real gay guy who Ricky and I are like, oh, he's kind of cute. You know, maybe we need a gay friend. We don't have any gay friends. So
and we can only have cute gay friends.
So every time he calls me, though, he wants to hang out with me. And if I'm like, oh, well, you know, Ricky's about to get out of school. We can all hang out or work or whatever. He only wants to hang out with me alone.
Like, no.
He's like, oh, okay, well, never mind. Well, you know, we'll hang out whenever. And I'm like,
you know what that means.
I'm like, dude, do you realize that you're way too gay for me and it's never going to happen ever in a billion years?
He's like,
slut.
I'm going back to Michigan, but I want to fuck your boyfriend before we go.
Was it Michigan? I thought it was Missouri. No, it was Wyoming. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Does it really matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those states.
They all merge into
Canada,
one.
Canada, whatever. But you know, it's just, it's like, dude, even with a voice modulator, it's not going to happen. He's too fucking gay.
Even with a voice modulator.
The minute a guy.
He is stereotypically, like, uber gay.
Yeah.
The minute a regular guy has, like,
frosted tips.
Frosted, yeah, bleached tipped hair, it's like, fag right there. But he was cute, and that was about it.
Hey, we had some comments about the last show in regards to you talking about
Oh, Will and Grace?
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So Archer from Archer Radio said, another wonderful show. However, I don't think Herb understands the impact Will and Grace has had on this on our society. I know you're going to hate this when I say this because you hate when people say it. But I know he is rather young, but when Will and Grace started...
You know, before I was born and still in my fucking embryo.
Before Will and Grace started, there were so few gay characters on TV. We were just glad that we're having any gay characters on television at all.
Yeah, but...
having Will and Grace on TV exposed so many conservative people to normal gay life without the seedy bars or bathhouses. I think Will and Grace was a good show to have on TV. Plus, he has all the DVDs for every episode that's out right now.
Of course he does. I don't know, man. I think as an impact point, yeah, it is cool to expose people to different things. Like, for instance, how, I don't know, Star Trek was the first, like, interracial kiss on TV, which is incredible. I mean, that's awesome. But it's like, that still doesn't represent who I am at all. And people who think that all, you know, people who don't know anything about gay people, that just furthers the stereotype that now everybody realizes.
Well, if you live in the United States, and unless you live, like, in the fucking bayous of Louisiana, which
like
probably
everybody.
Isn't there anymore because it got scooped away by Katrina.
Scooped. Like Baskin.
Somebody knows about gay people. I mean, there's not going to be very many people that don't know. Except
right,
for like if
like,
you're in the Africas and the Iraqs,
right,
such
but,
as.
But what I was saying, oh my God. Did we even play that on the show? That
was no, so it's been heard so many times that we got something good to play though.
But, like, I don't know, stuff like that. And then this VH1 guy. What's
Perez Hilton. Oh, my God,
yeah,
I love him.
Perez. No, he's so bad.
He's
it's
so
like,
funny.
No, but it's not. It's only funny because you're gay and you can appreciate, oh, he's being exaggeratory. Oh, he's being silly. But it's, like, it's not funny because he's probably really like that all the time. And somebody needs to just beat his ass because he's really ugly. And I don't know. He's just, I don't know.
Well, you didn't let me finish because we had someone that agreed with you.
Ooh.
Bjorn?
No, Miss Ladybug.
No, Bjorn talked to me.
Well, Herb, I totally agree with you. I think that Will and Grace sends a confusing message about gays. I think that it is great that Will was gay and he was a lawyer and all that. However, Jack and his over-the-top flamboyant ways, in my opinion, reflected badly on the gay community. I guess this is the argument that all minorities have. Why do we always have to focus on the people with drama? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. You can go to the website and finish the rest of it.
Right. Cool.
So then there was like an argument between that person and Jeremiah because they're both from Mississippi. And one's like, oh, you're from North Mississippi. Oh, you're from South Mississippi. You know, I was like, okay, first of all, you're both fucking in Mississippi.
And
okay.
You're both fucking gay. So nobody cares.
Braden said that he loved the show and really can't. Oh, he can't call anymore because his like phone bill is huge because he lives in Canada. So he's calling United States.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he said, I just have a small issue with Herb's stance on faggots, or at least the feminine ones. I can get that you don't like it and that it's cool, but calling yourself normal and them supposedly not normal is what gets to him.
That's not what I mean. Nobody understands shit when I say it. Don't take it so. Don't take every word I say so specifically serious. That's not what I mean. I'm just saying.
Did you say pacifically?
Yes, I did say pacifically, not Atlantically. Like no, what I mean is that I'm like, as a standard of society and humans, mm-hmm. I am without a doubt, logically, think it logically, people. I and Dom and Drew are more normal per se than you or Jack.
What?
Think about it logically.
That
Ricky.
Is so rude.
Think about it logically. Hold the fuck up. Listen to me.
What you're supposed to
listen
say
to
is
me.
There are no normal people.
I'm not done yet. Of course there's no normal people, but what did I just say? As a society standard, listen to me before you go off again.
I didn't know.
I know, but before people misunderstand me, because they always do, nobody listens to exactly what I'm saying. We are more normal than, like, compared to everybody, than Jack or Karen or Perez or you, because you guys come off a certain way. We come off as ambiguously whatever. You know, nobody would stare. Okay. If we were all in a crowd and we were all talking out loud, who do you think they would notice first?
Your mohawk.
You know what I'm saying? If they were blind. If they were blind.
Excuse
you know
me. They were blind.
Yeah. Right.
Excuse me, John Lennon / Harry Potter.
It's true. No, if they were blind, you know what I mean? So to me, it's just like, I just don't like the way they further stereotypes. Just like if I was black, I wouldn't like BET because I'm that kind of person. I don't think that certain people should have exceptions for their culture in the media because they, you know, the media needs to speak to them too, because it's like, you can't generalize all gay people by Will and
God,
Grace.
Now we're going to be racist.
No.
Here come the emails. I can already feel them now.
All right. Well, anyway, I'll go online and respond to all these bitches. Go.
So, and then Luke, or he says Luke or Jack, apparently. So I need to write out my thoughts before I call anymore because if I don't ramble and sound like Jack from Will and Grace. Wait a minute. I read that wrong. What? So I need to write out my thoughts before I call anymore because if I don't, I ramble and sound like Jack from Will and Grace, apparently. Oh, well, I've been called worse. Because you called him Jack.
He sounds like a fag. So hey, man, rude. We all like penis. There's no problem with that. But
bitch.
Exactly.
Yes,
but,
he is.
But if you're over-exaggeratory gay all of the time, then you're annoying, and that's it.
But
I mean,
you
it's
don't
a fact.
Know if he's...
I'm not saying. Know. I said if.
That is Luke from the Instant Gratification Podcast. Go
oh, yeah, I thought
out.
That was Braden.
No. I want to play you know, everybody, probably this has already been played a bunch of times or talked about, but you know Britney Spears had her performance on Sunday for the VMAs and fucked it all up.
I have, like, course. No.
And people were making fun of her and saying that she was going to start fire because her legs were rubbing together and all that good stuff. She's fat. She wasn't that, not that bad.
Nobody is.
But Drew, I want you to play a reaction from someone on YouTube about
hell
this.
Yeah. Greatest person ever.
All right, yeah, we're about to find out.
And how fucking dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce. She had two fucking kids. Her husband turned out to be a user, a cheater, and now she's going through a custody battle. All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. She's a human!
I love when the voice cracks.
Right.
What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money, and all you do is write a bunch of crap.
Britney's not making
about
me money.
Me neither.
She hasn't performed.
People really need to see the
facial
expressions of this video.
Her song is called "Give Me More"
Took
for
me
a reason, because
I realized
all
it was
you
a guy.
People want is more, 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 more.
More.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
You're lucky she even performed for you, bastard!
Oh, thanks, Britney.
Leave Britney alone! Please!
Herb's like, what the fuck? Have you seen the video?
I don't need to.
Oh, it's marvelous.
Oh, okay.
Perez Hilton talked about professionalism and said if Britney was a professional, she would have pulled it off no matter what. Speaking of professionalism, when is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time? Leave Britney alone!
That's what the tabloids are for, actually.
How much longer we have on that?
36 seconds.
Oh, we can keep listening to them. I think he just cries for the rest of it.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Slut.
Okay.
I mean it. Anyone who has a problem with her, you best deal part. With me. Because she's not well right now.
And you are?
No kidding.
We need his crying on a soundbite.
Yeah, like emo kid, right?
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone. Okay, she was all fucked up, but, I mean, she didn't look bad, but, you know, of course people are going to respond to her weight more than anything, because she used to be so skinny and everything.
I didn't even see it.
Of course, she was, what, like 15 back then?
Whatever.
So. You still think she's hot, don't you, Dom?
Yeah.
Even with her syphilis, you
well,
know you like it.
Now that you mentioned the syphilis,
makes it even
I can't
hotter.
Help it. Yeah. No.
Syphilis is.
I don't know. I'd sleep with her for the money. I mean, she is rich.
True.
I like money.
Oh, yeah, she was. Should. She showed her her punani again, shaved like bad. Like it looked like it had bumps on it.
She showed it, or they stuffed
she
a
was
camera
com-
in her car
no,
and looked at
she
it.
She was coming out of a car.
Yeah.
And they were taking her pictures, and she spread her legs, and whoop, there it is.
It's their fault for pointing the camera.
She has a.
That's her fault for dressing like that.
She yeah, has a true. Wide set vagina.
Apparently.
So, the feedback. Oh, yeah. Let me go over. This is very random. I don't like doing this show anymore, I don't think.
Okay.
Oh, somebody responded to that and said, I didn't realize Herb does drag.
Respond to what?
Wait, video.
Who was that? Yes.
Anonymous.
Of course. Of course. A horse is a horse.
Good job, somebody. Whoever you are.
It's great. I love it.
All right, so what's next?
I think that's it. I don't think a lot of people... We had some emails, but I'll have to forward them to you guys. I need to start doing that. So, what's up, Herb? You have some...
No, I'm done.
No? Mm-mm. You don't have any more to talk about?
No, I'll do it next time.
We still have
30
minutes.
Minutes.
I know, but I'm not in the mood.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, I'm not in the mood.
Or do you have a headache?
Why?
No, it suddenly becomes a light.
I'm not in the mood.
Are you mad because someone called you a drag queen?
No. It has we'll nothing to do with that. No, I'm done. It's cool.
No, don't stop.
No.
Herb's butt hurt.
Oh, my butt hurts, but it's not because of the show. not because of Ricky either.
Come on, tell your stuff.
No,
leave him alone. He's going through a hard time.
Yeah,
leave him alone. If you have a problem with Herb, come
to
me.
I thought you had a bunch to talk about.
No, well, I have that stuff, and then you said you had your stuff to talk about. Does Drew or Dom have anything to talk about? Bring to the table?
I'm cool.
I was going to say what you did today, but I totally already know.
That's true.
What'd you say?
Well, you missed that on the part where we went to Moe's and ate.
Oh, that's true.
How was it?
I thought you guys were sharing pizza every other day until you got jobs.
Well,
going to.
Moe's Beckons.
I didn't eat. Dominic ate.
Yeah.
And Charity ate.
He had off Charity's plate.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, okay.
I had to wrap their tacos because they don't know how to.
Because Dominic works
at
Taco
Bell. They don't
have
a Taco
Bell. Ooh, there we go. Dominic, follow the listeners of your Taco Bell stories.
I love the Mexican.
Maybe another time.
No, I think we
tell
can
them one. Tell us one. Gross one.
Actually, tell us the good one.
Oh, okay, the good one.
Okay, so Reverend Dom here.
Reverend.
Long time ago, I was an assistant manager at Taco Bell.
Which one? Which one?
Actually, the one I'm going to tell you about is 98 North in Lakeland, but I actually worked at the 92.
Oh,
and
Memorial
South
Boulevard?
Yeah, and South Florida here.
Which one did this happen at?
98 North.
Okay, good.
By the mall. I was an assistant manager, mostly did closes, and another, the senior assistant manager, Robbie Cruz, had hired on this hot 16-year-old, and I was 21 at the time, so, you know, five-year age difference. It's still legal within the legal boundaries of the state, so.
You're a pig.
Yeah. I know. So, anyways, you know, minor.
Slut.
Works only afternoons, blah, blah, blah. Once summer comes, Robbie makes her one of my closers with the obvious intent to hook us up. I'm just doing my job, whatever. And she actually comes to me one day with a note. Yeah, it's very high school. Saying that she liked me and all this. And,
my God, are you kidding me?
It's horrible. Sad thing is I actually took up on it and whatever.
Did you check yes?
Yes. No, I didn't. No, it wasn't that high school. It wasn't like middle school, but whatever. So we talked about it. We hooked up for a bit. Did the nasty on the countertops in there.
Oh,
so
no.
It was so much fun. And
that's
like
so
I said,
used to
I mean,
happen in a Subway all the time.
Good times, good times. Which one?
Hopefully that was
Subway
the raise in the bottle.
Okay, good. So he knows what's going on. He makes her one of my closers. So, you know, we're there till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning on the weekends. Pretty much just the two of us, or me, her, and one other employee. And this goes on for a while. Ends up breaking up. And then right after that, I get a stalker. She's half Puerto Rican and half Middle Eastern Indian.
Was she pretty?
She was all right, but she had two kids and a husband. And then she was like,
that's unfortunate.
No, it's not, because she ended up leaving the husband and being like really creepy stalker like.
Really?
I actually had to move because she found out where I live and she'd like come over.
Damn.
So that's when I moved in with one of my other current roommates, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get away. And I really haven't ever gone back there since. That was right when I quit / got fired. I don't know exactly what it says on the records, but yeah, the upper people found out about those two and then the previous thing I did at the 92 store.
What was the previous thing?
Pretty much the same thing with the 17-year-old instead of 16-year-old.
You're a pimp.
I just make
you're
a good
like
taco.
You're like hot. You must... Good fish tacos.
Yeah,
you know how to. You know how to.
I know how to stuff my tacos.
Dom, that's awesome.
Yeah, whatever.
So, can you top that, Drew?
No.
All right, tell us another story. A good one. Tell us something gross about the food. Or
virgin
something.
Stories.
There really wasn't anything gross about the food. I mean. It was a really clean and sanitary store as far as that kind of stuff
Herb
went.
Has a problem with them not wearing gloves while they fix the food.
Actually, that's better than wearing gloves that's because, yeah, we they do hand washing every 30 minutes or anytime they touch your face or get their hands dirty. When wearing gloves, you won't notice that you've had beef on your hands for 30, 40 minutes.
And roast beef?
Well, no, it's ground beef. Excellent, excellent. I didn't even catch that. You know, so because the beef there, it's really kind of like a liquid. It's not actually like the ground beef you'd get from the store. It's like smaller and watered down.
And they stick in those deep water wells,
yeah.
Too. That's weird.
Well, like I said, that gets it to 200 degrees. So it's, you know, within the food safety range by quite a bit. And said everything there is really clean, you know, as far as food safety goes,
mm-hmm.
except for some of the countertops.
Ew, yeah,
defiled. But they clean up in the morning, so I guess it's okay.
Fantastic. Here's everything.
I think the cleanest restaurant I ever worked at was Subway. Ours was clean. I mean, it was like perfect all the time.
Have you checked the walk-in fridge?
Ours was always clean. Why? What's up with yours? had cum sprayed all over the floor. Something
like all three that I worked at, they were gross.
I just don't like the open containers of food.
Yeah.
Sent out online.
Well, they have lids. Well, most of them have lids.
Most of them have lids.
Well, you have lettuce and tomatoes out on the line at Taco Bell. What's the difference? And they have flies usually. And you can't see where they are. At least at Subway, you can see where the flies land.
Because they actually go through the stuff really quickly.
Yep.
It's not out there for more than 30 minutes.
I don't have any really gross stories. I worked at Hardee's one time, and I was a manager. And oh, yeah, it's kind of gross. Like, I stayed out. Oh, I keep saying, like, stop. I stayed out partying till about 2:30 in the morning, and I had to be at work at 4. So I had to go through my hangover as I was working, and I was working in the back, and they had me on the bacon, egg, and cheese side. Like, bacon, egg, and cheese sells like crazy in Virginia. I don't know why. But also the sausage gravy is there, and sausage gravy kind of grosses me out. So I was looking at it, and I just went,
all in it.
It was so gross. And I had like...
Then you served it to everybody, right?
I said like...
Again and again and again.
There must have been so much alcohol in my stomach because, like, shit.
I like turtles.
I have to stop saying that. That's something I have to stop saying.
Just edit them out and you have a bunch of breaks in your conversation.
Beep, beep, beep.
The show goes from like an hour to like 40 minutes.
There must have been, like, a lot of alcohol in my stomach. And then when it hit the gravy, it kind of curdled.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, it was real gross. And everybody was like, oh, shit.
Dude, whatever. Don't let some fag like, mess with your head like that.
I know, but I don't want to say it all the time. I didn't realize I said
it all
the time.
I'm sorry. Like,
it's better than
this is totally the word fag in a totally different use. When I say fag like this, this is like grammar Nazi people. I understand that like can be annoying over time, but dude.
Why don't you just call them grammar Nazis?
Because it's fagalicious. because it reminds me of girls and guys back in high school who are like, God, do you have to say like that many times? You know, just like, and they both say the same way. I can't tell if they're a girl or a guy. It doesn't matter. So every time somebody tries to correct some shit that I'm saying, it's like, sorry, man, I'm not writing an English book. I'm just thinking out loud right this second, and we're on the show and we have a time limit. So deal with it.
I'm very belchy.
Because if you correct yourself for every like, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
What are you kids doing?
I try to stop saying, I try to stop saying, you know what I mean, also. Always say, you know what I mean.
No, all you know I have to do is say, what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying.
You get it from me.
And now I should say, you know what I'm saying, Vern?
I'm saying.
You know what I mean, Vern? I miss those movies. We need
He's
more.
He's dead, isn't he?
Wait, who's that? What?
The guy that played Vern. Like Vern, what is it? Vern Saves Christmas or something?
No.
You mean Ernest?
Ernest.
Yeah.
Ernest
Saves Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yep.
He was crazy.
I was terrified of his Halloween one with that little troll thing with the snot and everything.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, he turned the kids in like pieces of wood.
I'm going to look him up.
It was creepy.
So let's play some phone calls.
Okay.
This is the first one. Who's to say?
Justin.
This is from Justin.
Hey, Ricky and Herb. It's Justin from Oklahoma, also known as Pussy Cub.
He's hot.
Yeah, I know you're probably going to be all catty and snarky and say, wow, well, I thought he was stopped listening or some shit like that, but I haven't stopped listening. I just haven't sent anything.
I've been busy.
I've been working and all that kind of bullshit. Anyway, I'm on lunch, so I figured I'd send you guys a note because I listened to both the two latest light episodes, and I really liked them. I like the new shorter format. Good stuff. Anyway.
So they just stopped listening to the long one.
Right.
You guys are doing pretty well. Cheers.
That's why I was on Archer Radio today. We recorded today. And he said, I really prefer the light episodes because they're only 30 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Because, well, you have to, like, stop halfway through. Nobody's sitting there for, like, a whole hour, so.
Okay. James Albert Varney Jr., who was famous for playing the Ernest characters in movies.
Oh,
born dead. 1949, died February 10th, 2000.
Oh. He's been dead for a while.
Yep.
Poor thing.
He was born in Lexington,
Kentucky.
Ernest comes
back to life next one.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. He's from Kentucky? Mm-hmm. Oh, you could totally tell.
And he was a comedian for a while, and then he got into acting, and he's best known for his portrayal of redneck stereotypes in a friendly, approachable way. That's him.
Yeah, I guess
they're
so.
Friendly. What?
Well, he was stupid, but he wasn't like racist. He was like simple. He was like Forrest Gump.
He was retarded.
Like Forrest Gump.
He was like West Virginia people. West we don't have any West Virginia listeners. I don't think we do.
I hope you do.
Oh, my God. I love hate mail. There's a bunch of them, too. He has, like, a ton of movies.
Are they all Ernest?
Most of them, yeah. There's, like, 12 Ernest ones.
Nice. So I think the next one's from Chad or Gus. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, this is Chad from Rochester, or Gus. You probably have heard me on MySpace page. Weighing in on your decline, your cat. One, if you decline an adult cat, it is harder on the cat than if you decline a kitten. And two, decline a cat. Imagine they rip out the claws. I mean, make sure the cat's put on and everything, but they literally rip off the claws. It's just like them ripping off your every single fingernail and toenail you have. It is very painful, especially for an adult cat. And you'd have to be psychotic if you're going to even think about doing that to your adult cat. And secondly, when you declaw cats tend to be meaner than unclawed cats. And that's just my 2 cents. That's all I had to say. Bye.
So basically, he doesn't have any nice furniture.
And basically what?
He doesn't have any nice furniture.
Has he ever ran into that Chinese cat that still has the claws in it? It's not that good. It gets caught in your throat. It's very important that you pull them out before they skin and cook it.
If I would have bought the furniture, I would have done it, but I would not want to do it. But since I didn't get the furniture, then he'll just be happy clawing the shit that I have now.
I like how people like to do analogies with animals and humans. Like all the time.
And also...
Like what?
I kind
like,
of
you know, ripping off your own fingernails.
Oh.
But you know, it's
actually that's incorrect. It would be like pulling your fingers out of the first knuckle joint.
Right.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't know. I understand people's concerns with animals and rights, but kind of in the same vein, I view that much of a concern or over a very common practice. Although just because it's common doesn't mean it's good, of course. But I view that kind of thing kind of like the same as the guy who was all over Britney. Dude, life is too short. Who the fuck cares? Move on.
Well, the thing is about the cat, let me go back to
like,
it.
I understand. Adult, I mean, I know.
Not only would you have to sit up during the day to take him to the kitty pan and to take him to his food.
Yeah, I did. I remember my cat. Yeah, my mom's cat.
But also, yeah. I'm going to have to do it at night. So we're going to be two grouchy motherfuckers. And then with a dog that just won't shut the fuck up.
Right.
I'm like, God, he's crazy. He's getting on my nerves.
It's
time to go back.
Furniture, man.
It's time for him to go back to his other daddy's house for a while.
So you can smell like smoke and booze.
And look yellow when he comes back.
Ew. Like an old man beard. All right.
Ew,
all right.
That is true.
You want me to do my shit or you have more calls?
Is that all we have there?
Apparently.
For okay. Calls, yeah.
All right.
Wow, he's in the mood now.
Yeah. okay. So.
Do we get to talk like back and forth about these?
A little bit,
you?
But let me go off on my thing real quick. Because or else it'll take forever.
Okay. One more question. One more question.
Yeah.
Now, do you get to talk about something and then we get to talk about it? Or are you talking about all four things and then we get to talk about it?
I don't know. Let's see how it goes. Hold on.
This is a complicated setup here. I don't know if I'm ready for this level of commitment.
So basically, it's a time for another one of my bitches and my checkouts. Bitches, for anybody that hasn't listened, bitches are things you should stop doing or not partake in anymore or whatever because they're really annoying. They need to stop. And of course, this is just my opinion. This doesn't, this doesn't mean everybody else here thinks the same way. We'll all talk about it.
Foulmonkeys.com.
Right, foulmonkeys.com. And
206-984-FOUL. And I was totally thinking today when I was taking a shit in the bathroom at work,
ooh,
how it would be awesome if I was like at a club or something, and like this guy asked for my telephone number, but I want to give it to him. I could totally give him the Foul Monkeys number,
yeah,
and
man.
He wouldn't know. And I'd be like, oh yeah, I got the cell number in Washington.
Yep.
And then
isn't that awesome?
Leaves.
So, and then my checkouts are things everybody should check out because they're cool and you may or may not know about them. So, what should I do first? The bad news or the good news?
Bad news.
Bad news. Silverchair just came out with a new album. Although I do respect them as a band and Frog Stomp was the shit back in the day, which I can't believe they were 15 at the time. And the singer's wife is Natalie Imbruglia. And random other cool facts. They're like the top-selling Australian artist ever over NXS even, which is pretty cool. But I heard their new song. And it sounds like Killers Wannabe, and I can't stand the Killers or the Bravery or even Franz Ferdinand sometimes because it all sounds the same. I don't know. Check it out. Maybe. I got to see more of the album. Ricky's got it. But so far, Silverchair gets an eh for me.
Yeah, I downloaded it illegally on this website that I go to all the time. but their service has been suspended. So now I don't get all these records anymore.
Dude, it's because of that hurricane in Mexico.
Bitch.
It's hit Texas. The new one. There's a new one hit in Texas.
Oh, I thought it was the Spanish one.
And then there's another one.
The Spanish website.
Oh, yeah. It's in Spanish. Yeah. Okay.
All right, the other band, because what happened was for some reason I woke up at 7 in the morning the other day, and I slept all the way from midnight, so I was up watching the VH1, like, top 20, whatever. And, of course, it's all bad. Silverchair was probably the best song out of all of them, but that wasn't saying much. The band Lifehouse, they're done forever, ever since.
I like their first
ever
album.
Since ever. No, it's so, it's like the worst.
They were done before they began.
Yeah, man. It's like, okay, we were playing Rayman on Wii. And they have, like, different, you know, like, genres of music. Like, they'll have, like, Latin, and then they'll have dance, and then hip-hop. And they play, like, real songs, but it's kind of, like, kids boppy. But they have, like, rock, and it's like, dude, that's not rock.
No, it's not.
And that's it's just like Lifehouse. It's like, dude, that's not rock. I'm sorry. It's not, like...
They're the ones that sing, Hanging by a Moment.
Yeah. And they do that song with Santana.
I think that's, like, the only song anybody knows that they have out.
And they do that song with Santana, you know, the one that's, like... Yeah. The one with Santana, he plays a guitar. He never sings. Carlos Santana.
I don't know the Lifehouse.
And the guy is like, fuck. If anybody knows, call in because I can't think of horrible music.
Do it right now. Suck.
I think I have that album.
Hold on. My ex used to listen to it all the time, and that's not why I don't like him. It's just bad. I don't know. I don't get what anybody gets out of him. I would rather listen to Nickelback. That's how bad it is.
Oh my god, I'd kill myself.
Okay, the other thing is United 93. I mean, it told the story as they suppose, since everybody died on the plane, so they don't really understand per se exactly what was going on. But to me, it's like, you know, they fucking destroyed that air guy, like, with their feet and, like, forks and sporks and shit. Like, it was way gorier than that. I am positive.
Oh, did they show them, like, beating up?
Yeah, they beat up the guy. But it's like, dude, no. They would have been, like, fucking eyeballs rolling around and shit and spleens all over the fucking deck and shit. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know. It was just... It was kind of too cookie cutter, you know what
You're
I mean?
You're insensitive.
So, but anyway, I mean, you know, it was all
That's
right.
Because he's normal.
Ba-dum-bum. It was probably better than World Trade Center, which I didn't have any interest to see really. But I don't know. It was just kind of like, dude, this could have been a lot more realistic or more heartfelt because it was like, you know, drama.
Movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Drama. People get kind of beat up, then the plane crashes, and they don't show, like, I mean, that was it.
Did they actually show the gay guy? I mean, did they know that he was gay?
Which one?
They didn't reveal that.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Because he was on that flight.
Nope. I didn't even...
There was a gay guy? What?
Yeah, there was a gay guy that, like, took one of them down.
That's okay,
because
you guys
called.
Have Will and Grace.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You don't have to worry about it.
A gay American hero. We can't have gay American heroes.
Okay, the other thing is, I just read an...
That is so rude. That video again.
I wasn't really
being serious about it. Go. All right, so I just read a review on IGN.com for the new iPod Nanos. They got a 7.9 out of 10. I completely disagree. It should be more like a 4. I know I'm not an Apple fan, but it really has nothing to do with that. I just think, basically, the new iPod Nano, if you're thinking of buying something that's that small and you want an MP3 player, go out and get a fucking Creative or a Philips or a Rio. Go old school. Whatever. The iPod Nano is like $250, anywhere from $150 to $250. It is shaped exactly like the Creative was. It's a total ripoff. It only now does video, which... SanDisk and Philips and Creative have been doing for years, video, FM radio, voice recorder. It just started doing video. So they're way behind. They charge way too much for it. And it's a piece of crap. I mean, like, you can get so much more for so much less with other products.
I do have to say the new colors are shitty.
Well, and it's like, if you're going to get an iPod, just get that new touch bullshit, which is also overpriced.
That's
but
cool.
But at least it does more and it has Wi-Fi.
You can get online.
That's actually, like, okay.
And you can walk into Starbucks and order the song that's playing over the radio.
Right. So, I mean, there's some cool ones there's some cool things about that because it actually advances the product, but the other ones are just copying what's already been out.
But there's no messaging on it. I think that's stupid.
All right. And then for checkouts, no more bitching. There's some new DS games that came around. There's Donkey Kong Jungle Climber. There's Drawn to Life. There's Jam Session. Or you play guitar on the DS. I don't know. Everybody check out. I just downloaded them all. I got to play them. I got to see them. And the new Worms is out too. Rayman for the Wii is pretty fucking awesome if you haven't played it. It was like a launch game.
Shit's hard.
Yeah, I played it right when it came out, but I didn't get it
My
until now.
Hurt.
And
I need to masturbate more, I guess.
It's the motion to get
it
going.
Yeah, a lot of it is like masturbatory technique. Like, it's a lot of that game. I swear to God, like, there's this one where you have to shake one hand while you spray with the other. And it's like dead on masturbating, you know.
That's hard.
But I had to switch hands, so. But anyway,
it's
a really funny game. It has like nothing to do with the other Raymans at all. It's not an adventure game. It's just a bunch of mini games. It's kind of like WarioWare, but with more of a story and less of the wackiness. It's really kind of random though, and funny. And rabbits are fucking crazy, apparently.
Yeah.
With like strainers and shit. Yeah, they're weird.
Their faces are weird.
So, all right. Also, WAMU, best bank in the entire universe. Did you know
hardly
that you can go into WAMU and no matter what bank you have, you can get money from their ATMs for no charge anytime.
You can just have Bank of America and their ATMs will be everywhere.
I know.
Bank of America is awesome.
But anyway, so you can walk in with kids and they have a video game section where kids can go and color and play with shit and play Game Boy.
Not even kids. You can walk in there with somebody. And just so happens they're bored.
Yeah, Drew did it today.
And Harry they just Potter. So happen to see that there's little video games in the corner, and they want to sit down and play.
Oh,
so I think that's
God.
Really cool, though. I can't think
it's
of another.
It's not a baby.
Yeah.
Is my voice coming through very, like, weird?
No, it's coming through gay.
It feels raspy.
Oh.
You've been listening to Foul Monkeys this
then. Oh, please. So, I don't know. I just can't think of another bank or public place where parents... where adults have to go where their kids actually get a place to, like, you know, like, go over there, be quiet, you know, play video games. Because, you know, the kids are like, wah! And then, ooh, Game Boy.
How they go again?
Wah!
Slow motion.
So, anyway, I think that's pretty cool. I had no idea. I saw it the other day. I was like, hey, man, if you got kids, Big Fun Drew, bring your kids to watch the Toon Mutual. So you can get a bank account while they play Game Boy. The other thing is I watched Great Balls of Fire the other day, the movie about Jerry Lee Lewis. If you like Jerry Lee Lewis, if you've never heard of him, if you are completely uncultured and you don't know anything about rock and roll, if you like Elvis, even.
Didn't he just call somebody a faggot on live TV? He's the one that does the 24-hour telethon, right?
I had no idea. I don't know. I just know history.
Yeah, he just did it like a couple days ago.
But anyway, yes, he is a weird guy, and yes, he did marry his 13-year-old second cousin twice removed.
Yes, that
son
is
of a bitch.
So gross.
And yes, he was a drunk and kind of a drug addict in a way.
I thought he was gay.
But a very talented guy, and the movie was good. What's his name? Dennis Quaid from... what does Dennis Quaid do? The Rookie and Frequency. You know, Dennis Quaid, he plays him and does a great job. So I watched it on AMC. It was good. And the last thing is, if you have an Xbox or a PS3... or you were thinking about buying one, do not buy the Elites or the 80-gig PS3. Don't bother. You're wasting your time. You're
just
not cool.
Get PS3.
Yeah, just don't get one. But if you're gonna, it's like, don't waste your time. Don't try to be cool. Don't try to, you know, flash the Benjamins and get the most expensive one. All you need to do is get the least expensive PS3 and Xbox, meaning the core or the 20-gig, and then buy an external hard drive of 500-gig for $130 at Best Buy. And you'll get a lot more memory for the money, and you'll spend way less money. So in case anybody doesn't know that, you can plug in any USB, anything that plugs into a computer, into a PS3 or an Xbox, and make use of them with the system. So therefore, you don't need to buy their overexpensive hard drive. That's my piece. Because at Walmart every day, people come in, they're like, I want the Xbox Elite because I like black, and I want a bigger hard drive. You know, and it's like only 80 gigs, so it sucks.
So somebody on Twitter just messaged and said, quick poll, who has more street and could win in a fight, Kid Rock or Tommy Lee?
Who has more street?
Yeah, like
street kid.
Street, yeah.
Like street-wise?
I think Tommy Lee more than Kid
Tommy
Rock.
Tommy Lee, for sure.
They got in a huge fight at the VMAs.
Really?
Over Pamela Lee.
Over who has more tattoos?
I think whoever got the most syphilis from her.
Well, Tommy Lee was in that Missy Elliott video, so he's way cooler. Right?
Is it worth it?
Yeah. Totally.
Is it
worth, man.
It?
Kid Rock,
that's
like,
the only
I don't
word
know.
You ever say of hers. And
is Sharon doing the hang?
Yeah.
Wait, do it again.
Is Sharon doing the hang?
Slow motion.
Is Sharon doing the hang?
I can't make the elephant noise, but
so
you
retarded.
Know, it's funny as hell. But yeah, I just watched that the other day. Yeah, Tommy Lee. Well, they're both kind of shitty, but he's cooler, right?
No.
Give it to him.
Motley Crue, right? Or am I thinking of something? What was he in?
Yeah, but no.
That was Tommy Lee's thing, right? It was
he has another band called, another group called...
Methods of Mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, they both suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I like that video because Lil' Kim was in it. She was just nasty.
And Kid Rock was like, eh.
Nah.
Kid Rock's like all country and stuff now.
Yeah, he's kind of like Bubba Sparks, except not cool. which isn't saying much at all. So.
No. Bubba Sparks.
I know, right? Timbaland tried to touch him and make gold, but he can only touch girls like Fergie. Well, no, like Nelly Furtado, whatever. Mm. Same shit. She went downhill, right?
Nelly Furtado?
Yeah, she's bad.
Well, she was
now.
On the VMAs.
I know, she's bad had a, now. She's a slutty. Her old stuff is way better.
She has changed.
Polar. I'm like a bad. And from that, just like, promiscuous boy. It's like so, it's so slutty.
She had a baby. So she got slutty.
And watched too many Christina Aguilera videos. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
So
who is that? Who is that?
That's okay. Fergie and the Chinese guy from Black Eyed Peas. His hair is longer than Fergie's hair. It's crazy, man. I'd really like to know what his background is, though, because I know he's not Chinese. He's an interesting looking fellow. It's almost like a Michael Jackson /
he's Canadian.
Johnny Five.
Canadian.
Like, Canadian Johnny Five.
Black Eyed Peas is alive.
And jumping. Oh.
What is that? That's
who did it?
Who did it? What?
I don't Somebody's know. Microphone was moving.
Him.
Why has it got to be me?
No.
I don't know. What's going on?
You can't hear that?
That?
I like turtles.
It's an echo every time we do something.
No, something's scrubbing against... Drew, you're an asshole.
Drew, I didn't even start it either. I just kept it going.
Drew, is your ass wide open? Because it sounds like
I
blowing.
Like
hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, actually,
what did you say? Drew was the only person you know that has dual
citizenship. Oh, no, yeah, he has dual citizenship between the gays and the straights.
Hell yeah.
The breeders and the fags.
Yep. I got a certificate.
He's like a diplomat. He flows freely between the tribes. If anybody knows what movie that's from, call me up.
Flows free.
206-904-FOUL.
984-FOUL.
Shut up.
I've only been doing this show for a year.
It's your number. I can remember my fucking Washington Mutual, like, 16-digit account number, okay? I don't have room for foul.
I still can't remember my Florida driver's license number.
Oh, I don't know that shit.
That's like 19 letters.
Because it's like Arizona for me.
And in Virginia, it's only like six numbers.
When does the Florida license expire?
Mine expires next year.
Mine expires in 2050 because nobody knows how to drive in Arizona and they don't plan to make anybody check.
2050.
It's 50 years for every license. So it's like no wonder.
What?
Yeah. If you get one, it's 50 years later. That's when you renew it. So it's no wonder why none of the old people there know how to drive because they never fucking check up on them. It's like horrible, the old people driving.
It can't be worse than Florida, though.
No. Trust me. Because they don't have to get, I mean, they get it once in their life. Like, let's say they started driving when they were 35.
Like you.
They get it, and then they die, and then that's it. So, like, I'll probably get one, you know, when I'm 50, maybe, but I won't need one, man. I'm an expert.
Uh-oh. Our internet's lost.
Uh-oh.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's not working.
There goes Foul Monkeys.
Good thing it doesn't go on the internet.
The monkeys took over the factory.
Okay.
All right, so we're at almost 60 minutes. 1 hour.
There they go. All right, we're
so
good.
So...
Oh,
that's
well,
dead air.
Yeah, I need to go online and talk to random people. Anybody online, my AIM or Yahoo name is HERBCIG, Herb Sig. And no, it has nothing to do with smoking, and I don't smoke. It's
the
just my first name and blah, blah, blah. All right, hold on. So if anybody wants to talk to me about the whole gay, fag, Will and Grace bullshit, let me know. I'm definitely willing to talk. Just don't fucking interrupt me.
Wait,
thank
how do you,
you
spell your first name?
C-E-D-R-I-C. Yeah, that's my real name.
C-I-G.
No, he
spells
it.
That was from an old school screen.
No, he spells it. He spells it S-E-A-D-R-I-Q-U-K-E.
That's my gay version of Cedric.
Is that your gay ghetto version?
I guess.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right,
like I bet you Jack from Will and Grace, since we never actually see his name spelled out,
it's
probably J-A-C-K. More like no. It's probably
no.
Has a couple of Q's and I's in there, and that little Motley Crue symbol on top of the O's.
They
know?
Spell it Jack, but it actually if you say it, it's Jack A.
Okay, like what's her name from 321?
No, 227.
227. There you go.
Sister.
All right, so make sure to check out our website at foulmonkeys.com.
Join our Frapper Map. Show us where you're at. Even if you don't like what I have to say about Will and Grace, we still want to know where you're at. go to our MySpace. It's Foul Monkeys. Website's foulmonkeys.com. The blog is on the top right. Click on it. I promise I'll put pictures on tonight.
You can see Herb and Drag crying over Britney.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and give us a call at 206-984-FOUL and leave us reviews on iTunes.
And I think
if you have multiple email addresses, you can have multiple accounts in iTunes. Just figured it out today. So,
did they teach you that on iLife OA for $97?
No, it was only $79.
But they still taught you there.
Always. Whatever. What the hell is that? You hear it? That's weird. I hope that's not in the recording.
Yeah. It's Michael Keaton.
It's a ghost.
White noise.
White noise.
White noise. White noise 2 is coming out.
Shut up, is it?
Yeah. So is Rayman 2 on Wii.
White noise is weird. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Reverend Dom.
This is Drew.
This is episode 115. Thank you for downloading. And Herb has one more thing to say.
I know he doesn't listen to the show, but I need to get him to listen to it. My friend...
Bush?
Well, nah. No, because he'll call in and the Secret Service will arrest your ass like they did before, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Josh Barker, his name is Puck. He goes by Puck. He's on LiveJournal. He lives in Tennessee. He probably doesn't listen, but I told him to fucking listen to the show. His birthday is on the 26th. I don't know when we're going to get this out, so happy birthday. Who else has a birthday? Any birthdays in September?
We have a listener named Lindsay. I think her birthday is soon, too.
Happy birthday, Lindsay. We love you. I have no idea who you are. Show me pictures. Boobs. Necessary.
Ooh, she's like 13.
Excellent.
Oh.
Good job,
that's
Dom.
That's Dom. That's not Herb or Ricky.
Or Drew.
The views expressed on Foul Monkeys have nothing to do with anything.
Excellent.
Slut.
Yes. Not you, Lindsay, but
hey,
Dom.
I am what I am.
Dom, who likes to eat fish tacos.
So,
and can handle his roast beef.
Hey.
So remember, everybody, Foul Monkeys is natural. Foul Monkeys is good. Not everybody downloads it, but everybody should.
See you, people.
That's the dog. Yeah.